Moncrief on News Talk.
The National Museum of Ireland recently got something interesting in the post. Within a cardboard box for Flavin's flapjacks were a pair of Bronze Age axe heads. There was a note, not signed, saying they were found in Westmeath, but that's all. And understandably, the museum is desperate for more information. Matthew Seaver is Assistant Keeper of Irish Antiquities at the National Museum of Ireland. Good afternoon, Matthew.
Good afternoon, Sean.
These kind of axe heads, you know, would they be, to someone such as yourself, would they be instantly recognisable as to what they were?
Yeah, they're the kind of earliest form of axe head that's made in Ireland. So they're the earliest form of metal axe head. So they're, you know, quite distinctive copper axes. Yeah, but at a very early stage in the development of kind of metal technology in Ireland.
Right. So they'd be around 4,000 years old. Would that be correct?
Yeah, so say potentially as old as 2,300 BC. So, you know, they could be up to 4,300 years old.
Crikey. And they would have been used for hunting then, I assume?
Well, probably more for things like woodworking. For instance, in the adjacent, the Corlay trackways, which are not too far from Westmeath, where wooden trackways were laid across the bog, some of the timbers used in one of the trackways has axe marks of this type and date.
Right, okay. Now, it arrived now. We did say it was in a Flavin's box, but it was very well, they were very well packed inside the box.
Yeah, whoever found them obviously, you know, cared for them and wanted to keep them in reasonable condition. And although sending them through the post is obviously not a thing we'd ever do, they were looked after.
Yeah. Okay. And now the thing about it is, the person who wrote the note, they said Westmeath. Did they say how they happened to find them?
Yeah. So they said they were using a metal detector, that, you know, they realised that you require a consent under the law, under Irish law, to use a detection device to look for archaeological objects, and for that reason they were, you know, reticent about contacting us, you know, in person.
Okay, all right. Now, is that the case if they were looking for something else and using a metal detector and happened upon a pair of axe heads? That I assume you're not breaking the law in that situation.
Yeah, like, I mean, people use metal detectors for perfectly legitimate reasons. For instance, searching for services and that kind of thing on construction sites. So, you know, and you might find something incidentally in that way, but it's less likely when you're using it in the middle of an agricultural field, for instance, that's what you're looking for.
Now, obviously, so the person is reticent to get in touch, but if they did get in touch with you again, what would you like to know from them?
I guess ultimately the message we like to get out is that objects only have meaning in their context. So, you know, a coin on its own is only what it says on the coin, but in a particular context, it might give an indication about an archaeological site that was in the locality. So in the case of the axes, the fact that these two axes were buried alongside each other makes them a hoard. So they were intentionally buried, the two of these things together. And this is a social practice we see throughout the Bronze Age. So so where they were buried, was it in close to a monument? Was it near bogland? Was it in a watercourse? Was it all these things have meaning for the person who deposited them. And, you know, for an archaeologist, that's what gives the object value, rather than the objects themselves are interesting, but their context is also a second part of that.
The fact that they were buried together, might that imply that or indicate that there might be have been bodies buried with them as well?
Generally, in hoarding practice in Ireland, they're not really associated with burials. They themselves are often buried in groups. You might get axes, but you get much more elaborate hordes later in the Bronze Age, and they might be either a kind of performance for their community to say, I'm so wealthy, I can bury two axes in the ground. You know, there's that aspect to it. But then there's the other aspect where these are very valuable things and you're depositing them in a particular location, perhaps so that you might get intervention in things that in the kind of forces that are controlling your life, you know, so you're perhaps calling on supernatural elements to help you in some way.
So it's possible, maybe even likely, that wherever these axes were found, that there might be other things buried there as well.
It's possible, and I suppose the key thing is a metal detector will only find metal. So, you know, all kinds of other objects are used at this time, stone tools, you know, you might have beads, you might have things like that, you might have other objects buried in the same location, but you'd never know that using a metal detector, whereas you might if you were to archaeologically excavate the location.
Yeah. Excuse me. And has this ever happened before? Do you regularly get artifacts in the post?
No, I wouldn't say regularly. It's not that it has never happened before. There was another instance of this, I think, in 2016, which again was reported in the press. But generally, the general public are very good about getting in touch and reporting finds as they are obliged to under law. And you know, we have a very good relationship with the general public in documenting their finds and keeping them in touch with their findings. So occasionally it happens, you know, we are involved with investigations into, you know, any kind of illicit discoveries of archaeological objects. You know, we work with the guards on that.
Mm. Indeed, yeah. And so the axe heads themselves, what will happen to them now?
So we have a few things we want to do with them. We want to we have to do a technique called XRF. So we want to find out they're probably largely copper because it's a very early stage in Irish metalwork in the Bronze Age. But we're going to do that. We will send them to our conservation labs. We'll conserve them. We will photograph them, document them, hopefully put a description up on in our online catalogue ultimately. And then they go into storage. And we actually have a project at the moment, a pan-European project, which is looking at the content of metalwork across Europe from this time period. And so they might fit into that. So, you know, they might be part of research very soon, but hopefully if we're able to reunite them with their contextual information, they might even be more valuable in that research.
Yeah, indeed. So if the person happens to be listening, they would like a wee bit more information. Matthew, thank you very much for speaking with us today. It was Matthew Seaver there, Assistant Keeper of Irish Antiquities at the National Museum of Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.